Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features on our site there, and the main feature allows you, the listener, to decide the content of the website. You, as you're surfing the web, find something you like, think it's interesting, think our listeners might enjoy it, you submit it via our show prep submission form at freetalklive.com. It appears other listeners can then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked of those items will make it to the front page of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So, still to come here, your calls about whatever's on your mind, but let's go first to Salon.com, where there is an incredibly lengthy story about a family that was on a camping trip, as many families do. It's one of those things, you know, you get out there with the kids, go back to nature, and, you know, show them how to catch fish or some other stuff like that.
It's a cheap vacation, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, this is not an uncommon occurrence. And in some cases, if you're camping at the right place, you'll have some privacy. Some of the more camping spots are populated and there's families and other people around, but some of them are a little more secluded. You go a little further out in the woods, that kind of thing. You can have a nice little spot out by a lake or something like that. And indeed, that's what happened with the gentleman that is writing this story. Or actually, I'm not sure if it's a gentleman. Jody is the name of the author. Jody.
Just leave it yeah. up to the imagination, doesn't it?
But the whole family was out there, and actually it was a couple of families, one family and another. And I'm going to skip past the first few paragraphs where they're just kind of talking about the trip in general, and it's not really relevant to the point of the story. So we'll pick it up here in the middle, or in the beginning here. As usual during the trip, we took several photos. Because I forgot my digital camera, I bought a disposable camera at a gas station on the way to the campground. I took pictures of the kids using sticks to beat on old bottles and cans and logs as musical instruments. I took a few of my youngest daughter, Eliza, then age 3, skinny dipping in the lake, and my son, Noah, then age 8, swimming in the lake in his underwear, and then another of Noah naked, hamming it up while using a long stick to hold his underwear over the fire to dry. It's cute. It's cute stuff.
Funny, yeah.
Finally, I took a photo of everyone, as was our camping tradition, peeing on the ashes of the fire to put it out for the last time.
There you go.
We also let the kids take photos of their own. When we returned on Sunday, I forgot the throwaway camera, and Rusty, my friend, found it in his car. He gave it to his wife, whom I'll call Janet, to get developed. And she dropped it off the next day with two other rolls of film at a local Eckerd drugstore.
Uh-oh.
On Tuesday, when she returned to pick up the film, she was approached by two officers from the Savannah Police Department. They told her that they'd been called by Eckerd due to questionable photos. Once one officer told Janet, there were pictures of little kids running around with no clothes on, pictures of minors drinking alcohol. She recounted for me in an email. I asked to see the pictures and was told I couldn't. I explained there must be a mistake. I was kind of laughing, you know. Come on, guys, there must be an explanation. This is crazy. Let me see the pictures. The officer told me that he personally did not find the photos offensive and that he had camped himself as a kid and knows what goes on. But the other officer also told Janet that because Eckerd had called them, that they and that because there were pictures of children naked, genitalia, and alcohol, they would have to investigate. Because that's what they always claim. Well, when citizen calls, we have to investigate and arrest somebody. Janet asked the photo lab clerk what was on the photos, and the clerk replied very seriously that they were bad, that there was one that looked like a child's head had been cut off, one with children drinking beer and pictures of naked kids. As she drove to her house, Janet said, I was in shock and felt sick to the pit of my stomach and was trying to process all of it. She called my wife, who was driving home, and explained what had happened. Sensing how bad this might become, my wife pulled her car to the side of the road and fought the urge to throw up. Neither, especially if you've heard of this sort of story before.
Yeah, if you like us and you do a show and you find out about these things or listen to the show and find out about these things on a pretty regular basis, you know that this can end very, very badly.
Of course, then you'd know if you'd heard of this before, you would know that you should have gone back to Best Buy and gotten a cheap digital camera rather than getting a roll of film. Anyway, neither my wife nor I, Rusty or Janet.
Right, Eckerd's is just dying apparently to throw. This was from Eckerd's?
Mm-hmm.
Eckerd's is out of business.
whoever it was, they reported them.
Yes, Eckerd's is throwing its customers in jail.
I don't know. This story was written 10 days ago, so I couldn't tell you at what time this occurred. But Maybe Eckerd's is still running under the same name, but different owners in different places. Would Rite Aid buy them or something like that? What happened?
I thought it was CVS.
Well, anyway, nonetheless, maybe it wasn't Eckerd. Maybe it was some other store and they didn't put that name in. So let me continue. So none of these folks, none of these pair of parents have a criminal record of any sort. Yet over the next several weeks, the Savannah Police Department and Department of Family and Child Services, the DFCS, investigated us for child pornography. And then sexual exploitation of a minor. We suffered the embarrassment of having DFs, because apparently being naked or swimming in your underwear and then being photographed drying your underwear out over the campfire is sexual exploitation. Even though there's nothing sexual going on in the pictures. This is really the biggest insult to me, I think, is the idea that taking a picture of a child naked is somehow sexy or sexual in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Now, there
that's
may
what,
be a pervert
out there.
What
these people are suggesting is that somehow or another they find these pictures to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when my son Jack is in the bathtub or running around outdoors without any, you know, because he's been in the pool or whatever, naked, it's not sexual.
No.
It's just a naked kid running around.
We suffered the embarrassment. And get this. We suffered the embarrassment of having the DFCS interview our family, friends, employers, and our children's teachers, asking them whether we were suitable parents. And what kind of relationship we had with our kids.
Yeah, can you imagine what that's like with your employer the next day? Can you imagine what it's like having your friends? I mean, are they going to be... What are your friends thinking? Because you're always, you know... Well, I never thought that about them.
Right.
Who would have thought? I mean, are they getting left out of the Super Bowl party next year as a result of this?
It's a witch hunt.
During that time, my wife and I, our children and friends, lived in a kind of suspended animation, a limbo of unreality, where our privacy was invaded and we were stripped of our sense of dignity and seemingly our rights.
And let's not forget the kind of situation that these parents are now in. If for whatever reason a child wants to get vindictive, or a teacher, or somebody, if somebody wants to get vindictive, here is the cheapest, easiest shot they can take at these people, and it will ruin their lives.
As though they aren't already ruined.
Somebody can make some kind of accusation
right.
That they're having sex with their kids. I know they are.
To be accused unjustly of any crime is a terrible thing, but to be accused of using your own children for pornographic purposes or sexual exploitation bears a special taint, because no matter how highly people think of you, they don't know you in your most intimate moments, which forever leaves you open to suspicion. Being investigated for child pornography is so grave that people might assume it has to be based in fact. And yet, I would learn, as so many other horrified parents have, that it can begin simply by somebody picking up the phone. It's not going to be a big deal, Rusty told my wife, not long after we all heard the news. But after Rusty's initial visit to the police station was to explain the photos to the officers, our optimism began to wane. It was evident the police didn't view us as innocent until proven guilty, Rusty told me in a recent email. I sought out the officer in charge of the unit that investigates these crimes, and when he finally agreed to meet with me, he was rude, unprofessional, and very accusatory before hearing from anyone involved. The police, however, didn't file any charges against us, but they had digitized 6 of the photos and sent copies to the Department of Family and Children's Services for further investigation.
We're going to keep this as a... We can keep this for
keeping this in our file. Wonder what that looks like. Which is standard practice in such cases. Of course, somebody pointed out that the biggest collector of child pornography in the United States is the United States federal government. That they don't get rid of it all, apparently, when they find it.
They keep it.
Yeah. The officers wouldn't let Rusty see any of the photos at the station. And so we had no idea what was even on them, as we had allowed the kids to take photos of their own. One of the photos, an officer said, showed a child drinking beer. After our case was turned over to the DFCS, we began what seemed like an excruciatingly long period of waiting to hear what would come next. As the days ticked by, Janet told me, it was impossible for me to function, concentrate, or focus on work. I couldn't eat, felt sick, and scared. My wife and I began to question even our routine judgment because of a sudden awareness of being observed by some unseen entity that seemed to be everywhere and nowhere at once. A hug or a quick goodnight kiss with our little girls and boy suddenly seemed questionable. Were my hands in the wrong place? Did that kiss on the corner of the lips of my 3-year-old look more than merely innocent to someone? We'll come back with more of this man's story in moments at 800-259-9231 of this family's story. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live. We call it that because you are free to call in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our wiki, over 2,000 pages, created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. You can support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique jewelry. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. It's lclreport.com. And he does. He has some really great designs.
So since, Taryn's over there in Savannah, Georgia, this story strikes pretty close to home. And it strikes close to home for anybody who's got children, who's ever taken a picture of them, say, naked in the bathtub or running around the house or the backyard or something like that. Or in this case, we're talking about some pictures that were taken out at a camping trip with a couple of families. They had their kids out, and a 3-year-old daughter was naked at one point. They took a picture of that, and I'm sure they took a lot of pictures. I doubt the entire roll was full of naked pictures of their children. So then there was an 8-year-old that was swimming in his underwear, and then after that he was drying his underwear out over the campfire on a stick. They took a picture of that. They peed on the campfire to put it out at the end of the trip. They took a picture of that. They also allowed the children to have the camera while they were alone. So the kids took some pictures. Apparently somebody took a picture of a child with a beer in its hand. I don't know who did that. But nonetheless, we're not talking about any abuse here. Although some people would, that's a beer, it's terrible. Well, whatever. It's not your family, so shut up. And leave these people alone and let them make their own decisions for themselves about how to raise their kids. But then when one of the parents took it into Eckerd, because it was a film camera, to have the film developed, one of those disposable cameras, Eckerd's called the cops. And so began a lengthy, hellacious investigation that resulted in all of their friends and family and their coworkers and other people in their lives being approached by the Department of Children, Families, and Services, whatever the, you know, as though you want those services, coming up to them and asking them about their parenting techniques and what they were like with their kids and you know, basically saying, hey, we're investigating your best friends for child porn. And of course,
we think they might be exploiting their children for child porn, perhaps molesting them. Do you have any ideas about that?
Yeah. So even though you're supposedly innocent until proven guilty, it sure is hard to deal with a situation like that where people are so concerned about children and their well-being, they jump to conclusions. Well, if the police are investigating these folks, and they must have a case. There must be something here. My friends, I would never have thought they were child abusers, but boy, now I don't know what to think.
Well, I can see that one of the police officers even said that he didn't find anything offensive there. Now, some people are more nudists at heart than others.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like these people were just out at a campground, or I guess it wasn't a campground. It was actually out camping in the woods, mm-hmm. and they were away from everybody, and they were nudists.
So
that happens. And, you know, if you go to a nudist beach or you go to a nudist colony, people are walking around naked, and nobody is
all
sexual
ages.
About it.
Yeah,
because
ages.
Actually, when you take all your clothes off and after, say, the first few hours, you get used to it, and it's not sexual at all.
Absolutely. It's just a naked body, and we all have them. So they started to to doubt themselves. Did the kiss on the corner of the lips of my 3-year-old look more than merely innocent to someone? A pat on the bum as our kids ran past suddenly seemed dangerous through our second-guessing, suddenly all-critical eye. The story from Salon.com, by the way. Each intimate moment entailed a profound searching, an almost paralytic invasion of our deepest privacy. We began to observe ourselves until each moment became one long scrutiny, and the pressure it created in our daily lives grew and grew. We feared that if we were found guilty, our children would be taken away and put in a foster home.
No, you feared correctly. If you're found guilty, they will be taken away and put in foster homes. I think it's sad that these parents were questioning themselves in this. I mean, what they really should be doing is asking about systems that are put in place where parents doing normal things are, you know, held up as criminals and investigated as criminals and made to feel like criminals. This is what's disgusting. Letting your kids run around naked at a campground? Not disgusting.
We worried about my wife's new job in France because we might have to stay in the United States to fight any charges. Everything was pure assumption because the Department of Family and Children Services didn't communicate at all, so we were left to imagine the worst.
Family services. Services. They're providing services by not communicating.
Oh, the guy in court the other day called me a customer. It was a real insult. Our friend Rusty stood to lose his prominent job in government, which he had held for years, simply from the appearances of the investigation. He said, I waited in constant anxiety of the wildfire of whispers about my arrest for being a child pornographer, molester, or worse. He said it was terrifying. At this point, our children, who were already stressed by the upcoming move and leaving their schools and friends, were unaware of what was happening. Like Janet and Rusty, the other couple, we tried to keep it that way by not discussing the case around them. But our kids knew by our blank stares and depressed demeanor that something was seriously wrong.
You know, they probably ascribed it to the trip.
As the pressure grew, my wife and I began to lose our tempers more often over small little things. I would explode when my daughter spilled a glass of Juicy Juice at the dinner table or overreact and deny something when the kids would ask us if there was something wrong. And then I would be overcome with guilt and shame at my inability to take control of what was happening to us. At night, my wife and I lay side by side in bed in the darkness, staring up into the ceiling, unable any longer to find words in the face of the vast, void-like possibility of losing our children based on pure accusation. And when will it happen? It could happen tomorrow.
This could happen to anybody. I mean, we've read story after story after story about people going to jail, being investigated, losing their kids, all based on naked pictures. Because I just don't even know. I don't even know what that's based on. When I was growing up, it was not that unusual for people to let their kids run around naked on the lawn or, you know, obviously bathtub. There are pictures of me out mm-hmm. there, young age. In the bathtub with my cousins as if this is some kind of, I mean, what kind of sick, twisted individual says that, this is like a preschooler menage a trois. I mean, what kind of sick, twisted person says that?
Now, it seems that this is pretty universal now, where places that develop photos are somehow obligated by law to report people who have naked children.
Yeah, maybe they're just scared of something that will happen to them. In a lot of cases, people that are the kind of corporate world enforcers of these laws are just frightened that something awful will happen to them. For instance, if you are selling alcohol to a minor and the cops are the ones sending the minor in to buy the alcohol, you'll get arrested. So maybe these photo clerks are worried that they're being stung. They're having a sting operation run on them with
naked. I think
it's
just as
pictures.
Likely that they're public school I don't even know what to call them, people, public school drones that are created that, believe that anything stepping outside, any kind of coloring outside the lines is criminal behavior.
It was a secret too painful to keep but impossible to talk about to anyone else. We felt ashamed simply by association with the charge. As a journalist, I've lived for weeks in terrible conditions in war refugee camps and been under fire on the battlefield. But those weeks of waiting and wondering what would happen to our family were by far the most stressful I have ever experienced. On the advice of my wife's mother, a former public utilities commissioner in Florida, we contacted Mills Fleming, a local lawyer who was also a childhood friend of my wife. We needed expert help navigating the accusations. He told us that when he contacted the Office of Child Protection at the Chatham Department of Family and Children's Services, the agency was surprised and annoyed that we had retained a lawyer. We were shocked that it wasn't routine. I mean, how many families can afford a lawyer? I mean, how many families that are developing film cameras can afford a lawyer?
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But that was the least of his revelations. We soon discovered that we had no right to retain a lawyer on our children's behalf. We'll tell you more about what happened here in a few moments at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located
located, and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale price.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, but if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And I have to apologize. For some reason, when we flipped the website at the beginning of this year to our brand new site that is far more interactive and really spiffy, there was some stuff that broke. And one of those things was our Amazon link. I don't know why. Maybe it was always like this, but started getting reports from people that when they would visit amazon.freetalklive.com to go shopping at Amazon, enter through our link, and therefore about 7-8% of the purchase price goes to Free Talk Live, really great way to help support the show and get the stuff you want, that they were getting an error when they would go to that URL. But when I would go, it would work for me, and when most people would go, it would work for them. So there was some sort of screwy problem behind the scenes in the code that basically had a script that essentially tried to determine where you were and then deliver you to the appropriate Amazon. Because there's several different Amazons across the world. There's we've got affiliate accounts over at Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon Germany. So the idea was to use some sort of IP checking technology. So when you put in amazon.freetalklive.com, it would determine where you were and then deliver you to the correct Amazon. Make sense?
Yeah.
So apparently something about that was broken because some people, it just wasn't working. And I figured we'd get somebody to fix the script, and it fell through the cracks. And so I don't know how much money we've lost as a result of not having this fixed, but I've gotten fed up at this point, and I just went ahead and redid it. So now when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, it will always take you to the United States Amazon site. I mean, the fact is, as much as I appreciate everybody out there listening internationally, we just don't get a whole lot of money in from Amazon. I've never gotten a check from Amazon Germany. We've gotten one check from Amazon Canada, and we've gotten two, I think, from Amazon UK. And it's usually like, you know, $75 or something like that, because they wait until you build up to a certain level of funds before they cut you the check. So for all the money that we've gotten from Canada and the UK Amazons, it's probably not worth the hundreds of dollars that have been left on the table by the people that have not been able to visit the Amazon US website through the main link. So I made the executive decision to go ahead and make that change.
It may be that we are able to fix it back at some point, but
maybe
not right now.
I hesitate to, because the only way to really test that script is to open it up to the public, and then we start getting emails from people saying, oh, it's not working. Hmm. Whenever, we're not going to know that. Like, if I test it and it works for me, that doesn't mean it won't work, or that doesn't
mean
it will work
doesn't
for you.
That.
So the way we're going to handle this now is Amazon.freetalklive.com. It's going to take you to the U.S. website. If that's not good for you, then just put the two-letter country code after Amazon. So AmazonUK.freetalklive.com if you're in the U.K., AmazonCA.freetalklive.com if you're in Canada. And we'll try to remind you about that occasionally, but clearly we can't promote that every single night. So if it wasn't working for you before, it should be working now, absolutely. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done. You get it taken care of. You're shaking your head at me, Mark.
I don't want to do this live read,
because gotcha.
This Amazon, your Amazon promo has gone so long. I want to do it until the next
Okay,
segment.
Very good. So I thought you were saying, no, you can't go to Amazon or something. So Amazon.freetalklive.com is where to go. You get the stuff that you want. You get great prices. Get it delivered to your door. Dozens of categories. You can even buy used items. So get your shopping done, and it should work now. At Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you a disturbing story that everybody who has a family or everybody who is going to have a family needs to hear about. And it's the gentleman over at Salon.com talking about some pictures that he and his wife and some friends took while they were out on a camping trip, which was developed at Eckerd's. And the helpful Eckerd's employee decided to report them to the police. And the helpful police decided to report them to the Department of Children and Family Services, which began an investigation involving questioning their friends and their family about them being possible child pornographers, and proceeded to destroy their lives. So they retained a lawyer, by the way, and as he talked to the DFCS, they told him that they were shocked and annoyed, apparently, or they made it clear they were surprised and annoyed that they had retained a lawyer at all. And the family says they were shocked it wasn't routine that this happened. But that was the least of his revelations. We soon discovered we had no right to retain a lawyer on our children's behalf. See, DFCS would become protector of our children and judge as to the validity of the charges against us. The presumption of innocence until proven guilty had been turned on its head. The burden had been placed on us, not the legal system, to prove our innocence. Our most basic right and instinct as parents to protect our children had been usurped by a single accusation. Over the next weeks, our only communication with DFCS was through their lawyer friend. He told us the agency would call on Thanksgiving and announce what they were going to do about our case.
Why would they call on Thanksgiving?
They take people from their home. They take children on Christmas. So
did they take these kids already?
No, they hadn't taken the kids yet. So we had planned to leave for the long weekend, but stayed home and waited for word from DFCS. They never called.
Of course
afterward,
not.
I spent the days taking kids to school and preparing the house, climbing up nearly three stories on a ladder to paint. At times, I became so lost in an absorbing daydream of sorting through the events that I almost stepped right off the ladder. Terrified at my complete lack of awareness, I would force myself to focus. I would dip my brush into the paint and drift off into the possibility of what might happen if a police officer or sheriff's deputy appeared at our front door with papers to take our children. As I stroked the brush along the boards, I became lost in intricate, heated conversations that led to arguments that devolved into helpless anger. We had no understanding of the process, and the DFCS bureaucracy seemed some large, amorphous beast threatening us from just beyond our view. And that's exactly what they are. I began to feel dangerously angry. When my anger and fear were such that I was having difficulty coping, I called my brother in North Carolina, who knew nothing about the charges. He's 2 years older than I, and we've always been close. I thought he might help me put things into some sort of perspective. I wanted to call him numerous times, but hesitated because of my shame. And I wanted to solve this on my own. But now I felt I was starting to come apart, and I feared I might do something that could wind me up in jail. I had no choice but to call. But he wasn't home. And when his answering machine came on, the sudden realization of what was happening to me and the reason I was reaching out to him caused me to simply break down and cry. I hung up without leaving a message, and he told me later that from the crying on the phone, he was certain someone close to us had died. As Christmas approached, our lawyer felt that the DFCS investigation into sexual exploitation of a minor was running aground because the agency began airing the possibility of charging us with a lesser crime. Now they wanted to hit us with endangerment of a child, the result of letting the kids be near an open campfire, apparently.
What?
The suggestion seemed absurd, given that nearly every weekend of the year, parents across the country go camping with their children and roast marshmallows over an open fire. My wife, our friends, and I felt that DFCS was on a fishing expedition, but one with potentially dangerous consequences. The agency had requested...
Yeah, they're on a fishing expedition, and guess who the prey is?
They had requested to interview our children at the Children's Advocacy Center. Oh, well, if it's just a request...
No.
A safe haven used for questioning children who've been sexually or physically abused or have witnessed violence. But we resisted because we were not allowed to have a lawyer present, and we'd heard horror stories from teachers who had witnessed sessions of children being fed leading questions and being directed what to answer by caseworkers. You damn right they will.
Mm-hmm. And you know something? There are children who are abused by scumbags. There's no question about that. But I think from the very beginning, it's obvious that this wasn't a case of that. There's no evidence whatsoever here, just naked children. That's not enough.
We requested that any interviews be taped. DFCS relented and switched the meeting to the Office of Child Protection. The change in venue and charge against us was seen by our lawyer as a stand-down. He felt DFCS realized it had a weak case, and the interviews were essentially a procedural hoop the caseworker had to jump through to satisfy bureaucratic demands in order to exit the case. I was angry at what appeared to be an absurd game with our lives, but Mills told me I had to get a grip because my anger could undermine our case. Although I heard him, acting accordingly was another matter. Finally, one weekday afternoon, my wife and I... he's a dad. He's protective.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, our friends and our kids, convened at the Office of Child Protection of DFCS to be interviewed. We had still not been charged with anything, and the investigation remained open-ended. When I picked the kids up from school, I explained on the drive back where we were going and why. I struggled because I wanted them to know everything was at stake, and I didn't want to frighten them. They were full of questions, and they wanted to know who these people were, and why they wanted to talk about our camping trip, and what kind of questions they would ask. The questions were the same ones I had myself, and yet hearing the children pose them back, all the absurdity of the situation and my anger quickly surfaced, and I blurted out, I don't know, but these people could take you away from us. There's more coming up here of this story. We'll share it with you. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Freedom, baby. This is America. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours for free. Front page of the website, you get the last week, and then if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, even your relationships, which is why it's so important to know what's on the Internet about you and to take control of it. There's a company called Reputation Defender that controls your privacy online and manages how you look to someone who searches you. You can go to MyReputation.com to find out more. Use promo code FREE, that's F-R-E-E, and get a special discount at MyReputation.com for Reputation Defender.
All right, so we're going to continue with this story that is not uncommon, unfortunately. We've heard a number of times on this program over the years about families who have been accused of child pornography for taking pictures of their kids in the bathtub or in the pool or out in the backyard. Or in this case, we're talking about a camping trip. Where a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old were photographed in the buff. And, of course, there was good reason for it, because it was cute what the kids were doing, and they're their parents, and parents do this. You know, they take pictures of their kids.
Right. They're the cutest. My kid is the cutest thing that I've ever seen in my life, and I'm sure every parent feels the same way.
Yeah, but then some busybody clerk at a local drugstore, and you're right, Mark, Eckerd has been purchased by CVS, so I'm... Maybe this happened a few years ago before that.
I'm sure that it's been difficult for this guy to talk about. I'm sure it took him a while.
Sometimes when another company swallows up another company, the stores don't all change at the same time.
No, that's true. There's a transition period. But we're sharing the story from Salon.com. The author, the journalist here, is one of the parents who was accused of child pornography and endangerment of a child because one of the kids had a beer in their hands in one of the pictures, and they were naked in some of the other pictures. And so this investigation began and proceeded to destroy their lives and throw him into fits of rage and anger and depression and all kinds of horrible feelings that no one should have to go through. So let me continue the story here. They're on the way now to the Office of Child Protection to be interviewed by the DCF people. They're different names in every state. But on their way, this is the first time they've really broken the news to their kids. because they've been trying to keep it quiet. They've been trying to not have their children experience the same stress that they have. And I wonder what would have happened had they not gone to these interviews, because, as they said, they were invited to interview. But nonetheless, most people want to go along with what the government wants from them.
They're scary.
They believe it'll help.
You know, if there's a guy with a gun standing, you know, in front of you, he tells you to do something, you're likely to do it.
So one of the children asked, "They can take us away?" "I don't know," I yelled. "I don't know anything." And when I looked in the rearview mirror, I could see tears running down their faces as they began to cry. The Office of Child Protection was housed in a new building recently relocated from downtown Savannah.
Yeah, nice place.
Into a poor neighborhood. Directly across the street was Hitch Village, one of the city's most notorious housing projects in a city that in several recent years has been ranked among the most dangerous metropolitan areas in the country.
Get close to their victims.
As we stepped into the elevator, all dressed in our best, all combed and neat because we know how much appearances mattered, our family suddenly seemed so vulnerable. The waiting room was neat and sterile and empty, except for us. No window, no attendant. No one to tell us what to do or expect. We weren't even sure if we were in the right place. But after a moment, we decided to sit in the chairs that lined the walls, a surveillance camera with its wide-angle lens staring down on us. Magnetic strip readers...
Creepy.
Sounds like prison. Magnetic strip readers were mounted beside each door along the hallways, and from time to time, someone would emerge from one door, slide their card through a reader on another, and quickly disappear into it. I was struggling to find some calm and balance, but I didn't trust anyone's judgment anymore, and was seething at this moment, so lacking in logic. When our caseworker, Patricia Oney, finally appeared, the amorphous bureaucracy that for weeks had haunted us suddenly had a face. That she appeared gentle with the kids and intelligent and caring gave me a small ray of hope. She explained that we would go one at a time, beginning with the kids, and she and our 8-year-old daughter, Sophie, Noah's twin, disappeared into the maze of cubicles hidden behind the card-reading doors. As we were to soon learn ourselves, the interviewed were not recorded on video or tape, which, of course, was their request in advance. They had said, yeah, we'll do these interviews as long as you record them. They didn't do it. And what are you going to do, sue the government for breaking their promises?
Yeah, that's what the government does.
Sophie has a keen memory for details, and when she returned and Noah went in, she recounted the questions that had been posed. They ranged from whether she could distinguish between good touch and bad touch, to whether after the kids went to bed while camping, the fathers made sounds outside the tent that, in the words of my daughter, sounded like things they shouldn't do. Whatever that means. When our son returned, he didn't want to talk about what happened, except to question why he was being asked about good touching and bad touching. One after another, the kids went in. Eliza, our 3-year-old, has wispy, bright blonde hair. As she disappeared behind the door, I couldn't help wondering what it was they might ask her, and given what had happened so far, how it might be construed. We sat in the waiting room trying to occupy the remaining kids while waiting. There was a gravity to the moment that the children were aware of, and everyone was mostly quiet. As each of the kids reappeared from their interviews, they seemed relieved. When my turn came, I followed Oni.
That's good news, boy.
I followed Oni back to the cubicle where an assistant sat with.
But these people just got lucky. They just got lucky that they got one of the good bureaucrats. And I'm not saying that there's not. I don't even know whether there's a majority of good bureaucrats or bad bureaucrats or whatever. But if for whatever reason, imagine this guy had acted poorly when he saw this woman. He was frustrated. Mm-hmm. He was upset. By, you know, months of dealing with these people, he had said something that, for whatever reason, made her angry. Not something sexual or anything like that, just something like, you people suck. Why are you doing this to our family? Can you imagine how this would have necessarily gone?
Oh, they'd feel some heat from that. But to say they got lucky, Mark, at this point in the game is...
Did they keep their kids?
We'll find out. But to say that still is really a little solace, considering everything they have had been through up to this point. So we sat down and began to talk. The assistant seemed to take notes, but as it went along, I noticed she hardly wrote anything. Though I was tempted to call her on it because it seemed absurd that this might become the official record, I didn't want to antagonize them and remember the lawyer's intuition that DFCS was looking for a way out, but I was thinking about how accurately she had noted what the children had said. Oni's main concern seemed not to be with the photos, but with our behavior as parents, if I had any questions about what had happened and about the process as a whole. Although I had nothing but questions, I refrained from asking them. I wanted to put the camping trip in context, because the police had only sent 6 photos to DFCS, and not the rest of the roll, Oni had never gotten the full story. Also, by now, I had seen all of the photos, including the 6 in question, as the police had allowed Rusty to take them home with him. Well, isn't that a strange thing? The same photos they're accusing of being child pornography you give to the pornographer to take home with them?
Bizarre.
There were explanations for each one. The photo of the child whose head had been cut off was simply one where a child's head fell outside the border. The photo of a child drinking beer was actually one of Rusty's daughter carrying a broken beer bottle she'd found and planned to put into her makeshift xylophone. I began explaining to Oni that by camping, our aim was to take our kids out of their normal routine and to teach them to appreciate not only nature, but the luxuries our daily life afforded. As I told her that we dug holes for latrines and covered our traces, Oni, who said she had never been camping, seemed genuinely surprised. When she asked me about the danger of my son drying his wet pants with a stick over an open fire, I explained that when I took the picture, I was no more than a few feet away and that he was safe. This woman has never been camping. I mean, what? I guess, you know, city dwellers don't do that sort of thing, I suppose, but seems pretty unusual for me. Not that I was living out in the woods all my life, but...
I wonder if she had kids herself.
That's another good question.
It does seem odd.
Right. The idea that, you know, your kids wouldn't know there was something dangerous about fire, that you wouldn't have, you know, that you would take them near a campfire if they hadn't learned the lessons about fire in the first place, or that they wouldn't be under supervision. Seems pretty ludicrous. So, Oni said she'd never been camping. I felt my anger rising, and I told her I couldn't believe anybody would find a photograph of a 3-year-old making her way into a lake to skinny dip, titillating. I had wiped my daughter's bottom thousands of times, and for me, that photo was nothing more than trying to capture a fond memory. I acknowledged the difficulty and necessity of her job. I don't know about that. But I explained that, for me, this is clearly a case of the system gone astray, and I was angry that it had gone as far as it had. Oni responded by asking for the names of friends, family, employers, teachers, and any others she might interview, again, apparently, to discern what type of people and parents we were. We decided it was best to call everyone in advance so they would know to expect the call. I watched my wife break down and cry on the phone with one of our children's teachers, ashamed at even having to explain why DFCS would be calling. Janet felt the same way. She wrote, "I was so embarrassed having to tell my youngest daughter's teacher. I was the room mother for the class, did lots of things with all the kids, and was very involved at school. Can you imagine telling your boss? I'm being investigated for child pornography and child endangerment."
Yeah, they should be calling you sometime this week or next. Well, I don't know. They work for the government. They'll call anytime they want. But don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
This was incredibly embarrassing and increased my fears that this would get out and beyond our control. Oni had told me she would be paying a visit to our house. Our lawyer said she could look anywhere, in our drawers, closets, attic, without a warrant.
So much for the whole Fifth Amendment thing, right?
No warrant necessary, or without specifically stating what she was looking for.
This is the issue. I think to some extent this is the issue of getting a government marriage. Because when you get a government marriage, you turn these kids over to the government. I don't know that that's entirely true. I think if you just had the kids without a marriage, if you were
they'd still think they owned you.
Yeah, they'd still act like they owned you. The government owns your children, people.
There is more coming up. But if you have your kids without the government knowing about it, you don't send them to the government school, and you don't develop your rolls of film at the Eckerds, then you might be okay.
There are steps one can take.
There's more coming up. Hour 3's on the way. More to the story on the way.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand.